It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I was laughing so hard I almost shit my pants.
Almost?
I bet you ain't never even been laid. How about that?
Food on a chain gang is scarce and not very nourishing.
That's what's going on around the country. Here's what's happening in your neck of the woods.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I request Ms. Bethann McBride to the studio, please.
Yes, Meredith.
Going to get our final buzz coming up here, and also a brief chat with you about what you actually did. You teased about what you did in the movie theater.
I did,
embarrassed you.
So embarrassed.
And I also have a question for her if she's here.
I have a question. Tomorrow or Wednesday will we have the big announcement about Party on the 8s?
I just emailed Jeff Hedges and I copied you.
So we're not quite sure yet?
Right.
Wednesday, your percentage of certainty?
I'm thinking it might be closer to...
Does it rhyme with MERS Day?
No. How about Ear Day? Friday.
Ear Day?
Well,
what the hell is
BYOB.
The matter
with... It's BYOB. What a perfect place to make
wrong.
That.
Wrong. You are wrong. Bethany, nice and Fanny. Oh, no, we can't do it.
Friday rhyme with Ear Day?
Really, I know, really, it didn't. I can think
really,
of
I'm dying. I mean, here's
I
what
know.
We're talking about. We're talking about the coming out party for the Buzz Babes. It's going to be on August 8th, 2008 at 8 p.m. It's Party on the 8th. Mm-hmm. We've got a beautiful logo for it. It's going to be, hopefully we can get some T-shirts for that logo, too.
That'd be nice.
For our Party on the 8th. And it's going to be a great big party, and I'm dying to know that it's...
I know.
Because what the problem is right now is Place A is kind of having this battle with Place B, and then there's Place C involved.
So we're not going to have it at Libby's
everybody,
house?
It's not going to be at Libby's house.
Okay. Everybody wants to have the party.
Sure they
everybody
do.
Does.
But
everybody
I want
does.
It. We got to make
know,
to this. I know what
I
the.
Know.
We know
wonderful?
What this is about. We know what this is about. Ka-ching, ka-ching. That's the way it goes. But I'm very excited to announce
yes,
this. So,
and how exciting to really make people hold on till Friday.
No, oh,
yes!
No. So what are you doing
and
to
taste
me?
The
now,
sweet.
Is this. Wait, hold on. Is this yes. coming out of you or is this something from management
it's
where you're
actually,
passing
it's
along?
It's actually coming out of me.
No, you're being a contrarian then. Come on, be on the team.
I'm like Carlton.
Let's go in for the big win.
Well,
come on, Bethann, let's go
I
in for the big win.
I just think it's perfect for Friday because that's what goes on.
Maybe best you don't have an opinion on this.
The sooner the better. That's really the. Are we all in agreement? The sooner the better. The sooner we announce the venue,
yes,
the better.
Absolutely.
Well, we're not all in agreement. You three are.
People need to plan.
Party on the 8th. Look for the big announcement tomorrow as far as the venue where we will be having our Party on the 8th.
Wow.
I am really, really hot to trot. I will email CK myself and just exert a little bit of pressure. We gave him that great time on Friday.
Oh, it was wonderful.
He'll get things
and
moving.
Saturday.
He's a can-do kind of guy.
Well, so am I a can-do girl.
I know you are. I know. What a wonderful show. A great guest. Great bookings today. Eric Idle, Monty Python, fantastic.
Yeah.
Really was a delight.
I like Steve Wozniak.
Friday. No. Friday, very unhappy. Make announcement on Friday. No, no.
Don't like that? Okay.
No, want big amount of time to promote. Get
You'll
lots of people.
You'll have tons of time. It's the 8th
It's
of
the
8th.
That's tomorrow, practically.
It's yesterday.
That's like an hour from
it
now.
It is on everybody's lips.
That's like an hour from now. We're talking about our Party on the 8th. All of the Buzz Babes in their hot new outfits, costumes, uniforms. Mm-hmm. All of us will be there. It's
going to
be a great party.
Outfits.
That's right.
We're going to have a car drive us there so we can have fun and I can get in trouble again. What?
Okay. I don't think you should show your hand right away.
You're always about teasing and withholding from the listening audience.
Bring them back.
They're going to come back. And what you do is, when you want them to be out in a venue, you remind them constantly.
Day
I'm sorry.
After day.
And incidentally, you, sir, driving along in your car, I don't mean to talk about you like you're not in the room.
We know you're here.
I'm terribly sorry. I know you're right here. You're with me right now. And what Bethann and I are arguing about is when we should tell you our location for the Party on the 8th, the fabulous big Buzz Babe coming out party.
Something
It'll
you probably should already know, sir.
Yeah, something you probably should have known Friday of last week. That would have been very big. I go to Rob Spivak with his hand up in the back of the studio.
Bethann,
yeah.
Can you in 30 seconds tell us why you cried among Vietnamese women this weekend?
Yes, the place where
okay,
I get...
Okay, let me start the clock.
Oh, no.
I'll
pressure.
Do it, Rob. I got one right here.
Okay, good. Ready? Go.
Where I get my pedicure, they were playing a movie,
right?
And I have a tender heart...
Hold
and
on, before I'm
going
to stop, and I'm going to stop, and I'll start. I'll give you a full 30 seconds,
fresh
all right?
Okay.
Because sometimes I have to, I can't signal Rob with you sitting right here, but where she gets her pedicure, what would that sound like?
Oh, I'm with you.
Okay, go ahead now. Start the story again, where you get your pedicure.
At the place where I get my pedicure, they are, I think, believe Korean, and they always play a movie on a big flat screen TV.
Oh!
And,
what movie?
And I got... It was called, it was with, oh, I don't even know what it was called, but I got wrapped
Soylent Green is Peeper.
Flower it was called Penelope.
Penelope.
Oh, yeah.
And I looked up
and
at it.
And what were you getting done?
I was getting a pedicure.
But we have a sound of that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's all I wanted. He gave it to me on the first shot.
You're done with me, right?
Thank you. No, I'm not. Oh. So what happened? You got emotional watching the movie?
I didn't realize how wrapped up I got into it, but my mouth was wide open. I was drooling, and all of a sudden, tears were just coming down my face.
Oh. Well, did it have subtitles, or were you actually listening to the audio?
I was listening to the audio.
It was a sap movie.
And they were keeping the pedicure continued?
It was sweet. The boy and the girl, they got together. They realized they were in love.
Uh-huh.
And then the whole staff
while you're getting your pedicure.
Me. Yeah, and I didn't realize I was crying, but I really was. The tears were just coming out like that little... Remember that penguin in cartoons when he would cry the little
ice cubes?
That's how it was, sure. And I was looking...
Were they worried about you?
All of a sudden, they go, "Why you cry?
Oh, you cry!
Why you cry? Oh no!
You never cry. In Nelson, you not come back if you cry."
But when they talked to you, did the pedicure continue?
Yes. Like, oh no!
It softened her cuticles.
Why you cry? Don't cry.
She's soaking in it.
It is a movie. You'll not cry.
I try to be more gentle with pedicure. I have. Oh, this toenail looks troublesome. We make it nice, paint pretty, no? That's good.
What color you want?
Oh, how about ruby red? We make ruby red. Oh, look. She got big baby toenail. Cause a spark to come up.
I know. Maybe we make it smaller. Cut it down?
Yeah, cut it down. There we go.
Then I would really cry.
Oh, this is tough food here. I do better than pedicure. Have a good time.
But in English, they all say, "Oh, why you cry?"
And so they felt sorry for you.
And then they started talking in whatever language they speak, and I knew they were talking about me. And everyone in the place getting a manicure and pedicure was just staring at me.
Wow. We finish you up now.
Here we go. Ah, this is fine. Look at that. We make all soft toes. Oh. Super sexy girl with nice toenail.
Now we work on heel.
Look at skin rough off. Drop off. Oh, that's right. Here be just as soft as a baby bottom.
Oh,
don't cry. I give you great pedicure. That was a wonderful story.
Yes, it
was.
Cry.
Thank you very much.
But what did Buzz do that embarrassed him so?
Rob, excuse me. I know what's coming. Thank
I'm
you
excited.
Very much. He's very excited. Go ahead. Rob, if you want to come over here, I'll try to press the buttons, but I won't do as good a job as you.
Yes, Buzz, we're going to get to. He's dying to hear about what happened that embarrassed you in the movie theater.
Well, rightly so. I was at the Arundel Cinema. I guess it's the Egyptian 24 or whatever. This was the new Batman movie, The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
This was the 9:30 showing that started really about 10 till 10, and it's a very long movie, as you know.
Did you go to it before or after you got your pedicure?
Right after, because I wanted to look my best.
Uh-huh.
But I actually ended up looking very silly.
What did you do?
Here's the deal. A manager or somebody came down and gave a very lovely, passionate, and entertaining speech before the movie.
Why?
Because he wanted to make sure that everybody had their cell phones turned off or set to quiet.
So, like, this movie's getting special treatment.
Yeah, it really was.
Okay.
And he went on at great length in a very nice speech, injected with humor, about why you should have your cell phone, at least check it, make sure that it's off or that it's silent. And so we start watching the movie, and about 30 minutes into the movie, I notice the girl next to me she's texting and she's checking messages. Because he even said, don't even open your phone and make it light up. He said, because the light from the phone annoys other people, so don't do that either.
Mm-hmm.
So we're about 45 minutes into the movie, and it's a very quiet part of the movie. It's a very quiet dialogue.
Very dark scene.
And that's where my phone, which is always set for vibrate, apparently had gotten bumped somehow, and it went off. It started ringing at the fullest possible volume, the singular telephone theme.
Here's his ringer.
What's going on this side?
And it's one of those things where you're frantically pounding
the
button.
I've had it
happen. Trying to get it to shut off, and it won't stop.
Anybody say anything to you?
No, fortunately, no. And they didn't have to, because I knew every set of eyes in the theater was on row 3 of Cinema 6 at the Egyptian 24 in Arundel.
Wow.
And I'm very, very sorry.
You know what? The only... You know, the only thing that I feel was lacking in that story was Buzz's personal accountability for forgetting to turn his phone on vibrate.
Somebody bumped it.
Yeah.
No, I didn't say somebody. I said it got bumped, obviously,
by
me.
It got bumped. Yes. Yeah.
Obviously my fault.
You didn't forget.
No. Right. No, because it's always on vibrate, so it had to have, the side button had to have
always
pushed
on vibrate, just like the Wii game system.
Exactly.
That works,
have an attachment.
Just like all his appliances. Oh.
Look who's here.
Well, that might be time for abusivism.
Oh, do you have abusivism, Gary?
Yeah, Gary. Go get alien rectal yesterday's.
Oh, so Gary stands for?
What?
Gary says, go lean rectal yesterday's.
Wow.
Oh, that's amazing.
And that's what. That's
I'm
what
sorry, go. Go alien.
Go alien.
Yesterday.
I see.
Or how about this one?
You have another one?
Busey.
Uh-huh.
Bugs undo several elephant's yams.
That makes sense.
And do you live by that?
I do. That's my credo.
Who are you?
I'm Gary Busey.
Wear a helmet, Jesus.
Help us. Let's get Buzz back on here and get out of here. You very embarrassed boy, Buzz Burbeck, with your cell phone.
I am so sorry. And iPhone users aren't getting free Wi-Fi from AT&T after all.
Next embarrassing story, Burbeck. I want explosive diarrhea.
For you?
Yeah.
You got it.
Thank you.
Friday morning, the phone company published a notice on its website that said AT&T knows Wi-Fi is hot and free Wi-Fi even hotter, which is why we're proud to offer iPhone customers free access to the nation's largest Wi-Fi hotspot network. But AT&T now says it published that announcement in error, the same error it made when it made its 3G wireless service available to laptop users back in May.
Did he mention the web?
We're just mentioning it now.
Web, would you like one of my museums?
Do you have a museum for web?
Web. War equals babies.
War equals
thank you,
equals
that's
babies.
It. Yes, babies.
Gary Busey.
Tie a helmet. Wow. In other consumer news, Americans are suffering from post-tomato stress disorder.
Mm-hmm.
If you thought we were...
I can relate to this.
I know. I believe it, in your case especially.
Right.
If you thought we were sketchy about eating our fresh fruits and vegetables before the salmonella scare on tomatoes and hot peppers, you should see us now.
Right.
Nearly half of us say we've modified our buying habits and that we worry about food that might be contaminated. 86% of us favor a better system for tracking produce all the way from the farm to our produce section.
I feel this way every time I put those jalapenos on the sandwich. I'm worried about
that. Why do you keep doing it?
Because
then?
I love jalapenos. I want my spicy food.
And the jalapenos may be back because the FDA has traced the source of the contaminated jalapenos to Mexico. All we have to do is cut off that supply line and get our jalapenos from, say, Canada.
I was eating them even when they had to poop on them.
Did you?
I was.
Because you're strong.
I'm strong like that, and they said only the elderly and little children shouldn't eat jalapenos.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Americans are starting to go all British with their teeth. A new report.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Hi, Mike.
Yeah.
27% of Americans lose their first adult tooth between the ages of 21 and 30.
What? How many?
27%, almost a third of us.
Wow.
Now losing.
Hello, Bull.
Hi.
Hi, Dennis.
Hello, Rob.
How are your teeth?
They're very British.
Remember when we offered to buy you brand new teeth and you didn't because you were lazy?
Too lazy.
When are we getting our Christmas presents? I know.
Hello, Bull.
Hi, Bull.
Eric Idle.
He's good, huh?
Hey, Monty Python.
What?
Monty Python Flying Circus.
That's
easy. Easy for you to say. And a survey by the Academy of General Dentistry shows that 63% of dentists say poor hygiene is the main reason we've gone British with our teeth.
Poor hygiene, but
these dentists.
That was a little Adam Sandler.
I was just singing.
You like to
sing? It was not Adam Sandler, Rob.
I like when you I like when you watch the fireworks.
I know you're asking yourself, well, what do these dentists recommend?
Well, what do they recommend?
They recommend a back to the basics program of flossing, brushing with a fluoride toothpaste, and seeing a dentist twice a year.
I have been out of toothpaste for 3 days.
What?
And I have been brushing by, I rinse with plaques, then I floss.
That's good.
Then I rinse with plaques again.
That's good.
This might sound gross. Then I dip my electric toothbrush into the bottle of plaques. so that I will use that as toothpaste because I don't have any toothpaste.
You could do a lot worse. Add a little baking soda to that, and you're set.
Good.
Yeah. I don't use any toothpaste either, Rob.
When I run out of toothpaste, I use mustard.
Spiky mustard.
Same thing. Mm-hmm. Dentist Dr. Ray Martin says you might also consider cutting back on the soda pop, even diet soda.
Uh-oh. I've seen a lot of studies that talk about tooth erosion, and that occurs because of the sugars and the acids in this the drinks that young people particularly are drinking nowadays.
So as his presidency winds down, is Bush bringing home the troops? Over the weekend, he and Iraq's prime minister agreed to set a general time horizon for sending home more U.S. troops from that war.
Is a time horizon somewhat more loosey-goosey than a timeline? What is a time horizon?
I think you'd have to ask the president himself.
Laura and I are rooting for you tonight.
If only we could.
Good luck.
He might not have an answer for ye.
No, not just yet.
Yeah.
No. Hey, what's going on this side?
There's, Commander-in-Chief.
There's the answer. No word on where that horizon might be. The phrase, obviously, Rob, meant to be vague. But this would seem to be a big change from the president's previously unbendable policy of no talk about timetables or deadlines.
This is very sad because this has been going on for a very long time. Mm-hmm. Look, it's before an election. Before November, you're going to see significant changes with lots of things going on. That's the way it works. It always happens. Any president, Republican, Democrat, it doesn't matter.
He would never discuss this subject with Congress, but he did with an Iraqi leader. The Iraqis say they're ready for us to get out of there.
Wait for the big thing coming up, though. Probably October. You know, they call it the October surprise. New hairdo.
No kidding.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to.
That'll be something.
Yeah, it'll be exciting.
This apparent change also muddies the water that had Barack Obama and John McCain so clearly divided on which direction the troops should be heading.
How do you like my faux hawk?
That's really good. Obviously, you have a balloon hat.
Balloon hats, faux hawks. New do, October surprise.
You look like Sanjaya.
Thank ye. And thank you for those Buseyisms.
Who are you?
I'm George Bush. I didn't use the door this time.
I know. I just thought I should say it.
Sometimes I do. Sometimes I don't.
I know.
Wear a helmet.
You have trouble with doors.
I do. I walk into them all the time. Sometimes they are locked.
Obviously.
Without my knowledge.
Finally. I suppose it's high time we exposed the dangers of pot, so here it is.
Hey, about time you came over to this side.
A house in suburban St. Paul, Minnesota burned to the ground last week because of pot.
Mm-hmm.
No, it wasn't a grow house like police are finding so many of these days.
Grow house. He's using jargon.
A grow house.
It's a grow house.
It was actually a house with a flower pot that spontaneously combusted. The right mix of soil, heat, and moisture in a plastic pot apparently caused it to burst into flames, ignited a wooden deck, and then the house itself.
Oh, dear.
So there it is.
Mm-hmm.
The dangers of pot.
Oh, yeah, that's good. So you feel like for the next 6 months, we won't have any more, right?
I think we're set.
Yeah, very good. Thanks,
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzzy. And tomorrow on the big show, Adult Video News, Paul Fishbein and a hottie IndyCar driver, Milko Duno. Want to thank billionaire nerd and co-founder of Apple, Steve Wozniak. Also, Eric Idle from Monty Python.
Yeah. Amen.
Go see Not the Messiah. He's a very naughty boy. That's going to be Thursday night, 8:15 at Wolf Trap. Go to wolftrap.org. For more information on that. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show's Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producers, Rob Spiewak. Phone screeners, Joe Ardinger. The Mike O'Mara Show comes to you from the studios of WJFK-FM in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Busey Radio Network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara with a really bad one for tonight.
All right.
Like a bad one.
Monday show is in the books. Katie tomorrow, no sad looks. Monty Python, it still rules. Buseyisms, words for fools. See you Tuesday. Please sleep well. We will be here. Do farts smell? Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.